Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name's Kyle Connell. I serve as the college young adult pastor here at Lewis Center campus. I was looking at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. It reads this. It says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever." Man, think about all the things right now that are around you. Obviously, I don't know where you are, whether you're sitting or standing or walking or actually driving. But if you look around in the world, and see all the things that will fade away, grass, flowers, all kinds of things in nature and the world around us. But even just think about the temporary nature of jobs, right? Like at some point, are you going to have the job that you have right now, or the temporary nature of health? I mean, it's been several years now, but when I was 33 years old, I had a heart attack. And man, life is precious. Life is short. We just don't know what our certain level of health will be in the years, right? But it's likely that it's going to fade. I don't think that's a depressing thing, but it's true. It is going to fade. When you think about some of the basic needs, even the things that you find pleasure in right now that are going to fade in this world, right? Think about that. That's what Isaiah is doing, or in essence is what God is saying through Isaiah. Look around you at all the things that fade in the world, and then look at the word of God and know that it will never fade. It will stand forever, right? Jesus Christ said, "I am the same yesterday, today, and forever." Just realize the wonder of God's word. Man, the value of spending time in it. Do you want to live today for that which is going to matter forever? Do you want to live today for that which is going to matter 10 trillion years from now? Then we've got to spend time in God's word. It's the only thing that's going to last forever. Right, I was looking at some statistics that I had researched years ago, and I'm sure they're pretty close to holding true, but the average person spends about 7 to 8 years of their lifetime in the bathroom. 7 to 8 years of their lifetime in the bathroom. But we only spend about 7 to 8 months of our lifetime in God's word. That's just wrong, right? We've got to spend time in God's word more and more often. We've got to fill ourselves with God's word. If we had a water bottle and we put water in it, an empty water bottle, and we filled it up with water, when we took the lid off and dumped it out, what would come out of that bottle? Water, right? Water. Yeah, I mean, what you put in is going to come out. And it's the same thing in our lives. What we put into our hearts and minds, that's what's going to come out. And so we've got to fill ourselves with God's word and memorize it and just, man, just spend time marinating on it and just really soaking it up so that it comes out when we need it. God's word is important. I pray that we'll really find ourselves desiring to spend time with God and his word more and more often. God, we praise you for your word. Father, we praise you for this word that we're hearing right now from Isaiah 40. That God, your words are true and your words are lasting. They will last forever. Father, they're a rock that we can stand on today. They're a rock that we can stand on tomorrow. And they're a rock that we'll stand on 10 trillion years from now. So God, help us to value your word. God, keep us from going through our days without listening to your word. Especially keep us from going through our days without banking our lives on your word. Father, we need it. We need to spend time in your word. It's good now. It's good forever. Father, so help us to read it. Help us to study it. Help us to understand it and to memorize it. Father, help us to hide it in our hearts, to meditate on it. God, help us to obey it. We know that eternal life, Father, everlasting life is found in obedience to your word. And God, we praise you for this gift of your word, the word of our God that we have. How accessible it is to us. We have it in our hands, Father, that we can hold. We have it on our phones, and Father, we can always be in your word. So help us to always be in your word in Deuteronomy 6 kind of way. Father, help us to talk about it all the time, to hide it in our hearts, to put it before us all the time. And God, we pray that you'd help us to live today for that which is going to matter in eternity. And in that, help us to live listening to and obeying your word, because it will stand forever. In Jesus' name we pray. And I just hope that you spend some precious time with the Lord today. Look forward to seeing you at LifePoint Church on Sunday morning.